Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
On the internet, when I'm gassing my own black past, like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talcum fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque.
Like 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Will you give me $1,000 if I know what that sample is?
No, but I will not. I will not do that.
Damn it.
It's amazing when you're not when you're just releasing mixtapes that you can use pretty much whatever you want. Not have to worry about it. All right, Sarge, you're telling me that Haggerty informed me that everyone's in Massachusetts, your yearbooks are now available online.
On the Boston Public Library, yeah.
And Jimmy Stewart just looks younger. I mean, there's nothing particularly funny about it, even though Bird was in hysterics when he saw the photo. I don't quite know why. I mean, Jimmy Stewart just looked younger.
Yeah, he looks like a young cat lover, doesn't he?
Hey, those were the days.
Not much has changed, huh?
What's in your backpack, they say. Don't worry about it. What's leaking from that? Oh, it's just ketchup. Must have bursted. Hey, anyone hear that? Jimmy, what's that? I hear something. Hang on a second. Squish. You'll hear nothing now. Hey, high school. Hey, teach. I'm on the windowsill. You can't get me. You can't see me. Kitty litter, James Stewart. Hey, jackass, I'm in a tree. Meow, meow. You can't see me. I'm in a tree.
Give me something with wrestling.
Huh?
Give me something with wrestling. Who's your favorite wrestler?
I'm a cat, stupid. All I care about is hiding from you. You're such a jackass looking for me. I'm just underneath the shed. You put up flyers all over the place. Now there's egg on your face, stupid.
This is nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you were so clever leaving tuna outside. I eat it when you're sleeping. All you're doing is feeding me. Look, I killed a bird. I'm giving it to you. Means I like you. It's rotting. I didn't kill it. I just picked up the corpse. Filled with maggots. All right, so Jimmy Stewart,
yes,
is superlative. He went to Newton South High School, where, in the unlikely event that I am here long enough for my children to attend high school in the state of Massachusetts, they would go to Newton South if everything stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Stewart went there. And now, did everyone get a superlative in Jimmy Stewart in Newton South, because he was voted most friendly.
Most friendly.
Which
I doubt everybody got a superlative. Yeah. That's not usually the
probably
way it works.
Probably a few. I'd say probably a few of them, you know.
What you voting for? All right, so he got most friendly. Now he's on Twitter. He's very excited with himself.
Well, yeah, he's just going down memory lane here a little bit. Put a tweet out. He said, TNR with Fred Haggs and Riley talking about high school yearbook photos. So he tweets out the picture. And he goes, kind of blows my mind how many people in 1999 wrote that they hope to hear me on the radio and work in sports radio in the future. So he's kind of living his dream right there. Good for Jimmy.
Was he having all kinds of sex?
He doesn't go that far in there.
Was he having tons of sex?
What do you think, Freddie T? Take a look. You think?
I don't know.
Yeah, good looking kid.
Nothing wrong with him.
No.
What are you saying, he's ugly?
No, I'm saying I don't think any of us really were.
No, were you? You were insinuating. No, I didn't get laid.
Well, me neither. So why?
How old were you when you first got laid?
Shortly after high school.
Oof, that's a gut punch.
Why is that?
A little late in life.
Yeah, I was having fun.
I got laid real young, and then it took a while to get back on.
Like
the
how
horse.
Young?
15.
See, that's super young. That's that.
No, it was pleasant. Turn off the lights, turn on the fan, shut the blinds. I'm not taking my shirt off.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad I waited.
It wasn't the greatest experience. She also thought I was much older than I was.
Sure, she figured that out rather quickly. Once the action started.
It took a while. It took a long time. And then mistakes were made, and scares were happening.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought she was pregnant for about 5 weeks.
Oh, that sounds like a Beverly Hills 90210 episode. Well,
so, yeah, it was not fun. And I was so dumb that I was like, oh, cool. If the kid would be like 30 or something, yeah. Right now, it'd be like 28 and so incredibly well adjusted. Jeff, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm betting over 50% of your show is under 35 and no one knows who the heck Jimmy Stewart is, so you can stop impersonating him now.
Well, no, why would you say no one knows who Jimmy Stewart is? The Felger Mash Show do very well.
Well, you guys are all old.
What?
No, but they do well with an audience, with the
He's
old
on one of the shows on the station, dummy. Come on.
Yeah, what a...
No one knows under 35.
It's got nothing to do with age, dude.
So you're saying Felger and Mazur for the old people?
No. I'm saying no one knows who Jimmy Stewart is.
Well, he talks on the air on the show.
About, yeah.
But
you're saying that this show is for the hipsters and Felger and Mazur is for the old farts.
Yep, exactly.
All right, I like that, baby. Don't worry about that.
Jimmy Man, Stewart week, is bad for your demographics, Fred.
This
Very
week,
bad for your demographics.
I'll take any phone call that comes in this week, man. It seems like people are back at it. We're getting more calls than we usually get, and I have a feeling it's because everyone's in the same boat. Mm-hmm. They're like the only people here. John, go ahead.
I don't know about James Stewart, but Kitty Litter James Stewart is a household name. But is Kitty Litter James Stewart still there?
What do you want? Make it quick.
I was just wondering, were you involved in the squirt gun fight on Nantucket? Is that something that you partake in?
I marked my territory that evening with my ammonia pee. What do you think that water bothers me? I'm going to crap on the couch again. Spray. I eat it. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
So earlier you were talking about your wake-up call problem, and I have the perfect solution.
Yeah.
So instead of Lockhart calling you on the way in, you should have Lockhart call Sarge, tell him to stay home because he's useless.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's cute.
See, we frown on those phone calls.
That's pretty funny.
That's not bad. That's not right.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Very good. That was actually pretty funny.
That's not bad.
We will not stand for that aggression, Fred.
Well, I said I was not going to take negative.
No,
that
Fred,
snuck in.
Fred, you
will
did
not
know.
Stand
you for
this you aggression. Don't have, listen, Fred,
I
you don't have no crystal ball.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Fred, who cares? That guy's just angry at the world.
It's water off a duck's back.
He's angry at the world.
Maybe it's a shtick.
Yeah,
maybe he's just trying to glom on the Sarge train.
You're not going to go home and start cutting yourself.
You can't be.
Colby, go ahead, sir. Colby. Hey.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I know that you don't like to be on TV, but we're going to be so sad to not see you. My baby is 8 months old, and every morning we wake up and we watch you, and she gets excited as soon as she hears your voice.
It's pretty much our demographic is 8-month-olds. That's pretty much the level of humor we're working at.
Look at that. They're breeding him while he's young.
I do also have a Twitter follower called Charlie Work that says, tell Slippery T that my wife digs the glasses look. Ooh, baby. Ooh.
My contacts fell out this morning.
There you go.
It was an emergency situation. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can hear me all right.
I can hear you.
I want to call in about the little Yachty effect.
Yeah.
Some people older won't. I'm 22. I don't subscribe to it either. But the big thing is how catchy the hook is. They really don't care about, like, the bars or flow or anything like that.
Right.
They care about how catchy it is. And high school students are huge into it. So it's like, it's over my head. But that's why he's famous, is the hook.
Yeah, the thing with Little Yachty is he's this young rapper and who's down with the Ball family, which is how I got into this whole thing. and his music is universally loathed by the people that are fans of his. So despite being awful at what he does, he still has fans.
Hey, Freddie, do you think that caller thought we were talking It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart, instead of producer Jimmy Stewart? Do you think he was that clueless? And that's why he kept talking about age?
Yeah, I actually think that that might be true.
That's unbelievable.
As if, like, I know anything about Jimmy Stewart. I've never seen a movie Jimmy Stewart's been in, and I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
You haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No. Wow. And I love Christmas movies.
You got to see that.
It's a good one.
I think I can go the rest of my life without
Jimmy. No, but he's happy. Seen Rear Window?
You know, Fred, I would see Rear
Window. That's a good movie.
That'll make you a happy person, Fred.
No, but every time it's on TV, it looks boring.
Well, it's black and white.
I can't stand that.
I knew it. I knew it.
No. I knew it. I believe me. I watch The Little Rascals every day. We will talk to Jeff Howe. And then, you know what? I'll take random phone calls all morning. I don't care.
So he thought you were doing a Jimmy Stewart impression.
He thought I was doing the world's worst Jimmy Stewart impression.
Well, if that were the case, yes, it was.
That's awesome.
For that particular Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, I think that he thought I was... that's a good point. I think that's exactly what he thought. I was doing the world's... I do a lot of crappy impressions, but that was took the cake. The CBS Sportsman is brought to you by Tiger Home Inspection.
Toucher and Rich.
Edelman in short motion from the left. Brady takes the snap. He looks left. He throws for Edelman with the grab. Dives to the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots.
Throw it to Superman. What a route by Edelman.
It's a new world. It's a new world. It's a new world.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
I know this sample too, Fred.
Yeah. I love Africa by Toto, but I think I've hit a point where I don't want to hear it for a while.
Rich really loves Africa by Toto. Wasn't he tweeting that was like the best song of the
80s? I think he got a little ahead of himself. He was looking forward to a big water fight in Nantucket. By the way, Sarge, all of the people's yearbooks were released by the Boston Public Library. If you went to high school in Massachusetts, your photo's up. And Sarge was fat as hell.
I was a big boy.
Like big and fat, like for real fat, like dying fat.
Yeah.
So you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you, Fred. I was
in all seriousness, because who cares if you were fat then? You're not near. It's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. Absolutely. I was pushing the scale at 250 at the time.
Oh, you! How tall are you?
There it is, 6'1" now.
That's 250.
Yeah,
you get a new scale, baby. That's more like three bills.
Well, in 2004, 2 years after high school, I was 285.
How much you bench?
At the time, close to
200 pounds,
close to 2 at the time. Not anymore.
If you're not benching your weight, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
that's the rule of thumb.
Yeah,
or you can bench your ideal weight.
Right, exactly, exactly. That was an ideal weight,
which
Fred.
Is what I decided is the kind of the barometer,
the benchmark.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
Is the, if you can bench your ideal body weight,
is it, buddy?
Then you're doing it right. Jeff Howe writes for The Athletic. He covers the New England Patriots. Love Jeff Howe. I hope you're having a wonderful week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you working?
No. Oh, no.
Well, all right. Well,
no,
thank you.
Holiday.
Thank you for taking the time. I'm going to have to work this week for the foreseeable future. So it's
sorry to hear that.
Okay. So now that it's been confirmed that Julian Edelman's a dirty cheater, a foul, dirty cheater, when you looked at his appeal, did you ever think that stood a chance?
Usually they don't. So it doesn't really matter, you know, what information comes out during the appeal process. I mean, we've seen the greatest witch hunt in the history of sports right under our noses here in New England over the past few years. And you got to understand that the league is virtually undefeated in these cases. So, again, when people get pinched, more often than not, it holds.
Do you believe that Edelman was taking a banned substance?
Honestly, it doesn't really matter what I believe.
You have covered the team. You're sitting around. What do you think he was doing it or no?
Well, it's not like he called me up one day and was like, you know, Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire. Hey, I need a hand over here.
I don't know. Does he look overly jacked?
I can't.
He never asked you to help with any like B12 shots or anything like that, Jeff?
Look, I know you guys introduced me during a little weightlifting conversation here, but So I would think that would mean you guys would know that you can take some of these supplements to not get overly, you know, juiced here, but you can also take them to recover more quickly. The science is so good with this stuff that, you know, you can be on any number of things and, you know, a cocktail of stuff, and it won't change the way you look, but it will change the way you feel, or vice versa, or, you know, a combination of all of it. So, I mean, I can't sit here and tell you a guy looks jacked. I mean, sometimes guys show up and they look gigantic and they never get pinched, and sometimes guys look exactly the same and they get in trouble. I mean, it's I'm not going to sit here and say that I smelled something afoul, but these things happen.
Hey, Jay Howe, does this really matter much in the grand scheme of things, missing four games when he's already coming back from injury? I mean, is this going to have that much of an impact?
People are thinking it's for his benefit. This actually helps.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a heck of a theory. I really do, because it's a great way to spin it, because, look, he's not going to push himself, and he's got the extra time to recover. He's on the wrong side of 30. I think you look at the most direct comparison to him as a player is Wes Welker, who obviously tore off his knee right around New Year's, so had a much shorter turnaround time. But Welker tore up his knee and then had easily the worst season of his career until, you know, the end of it. But, you know, you get that extra time to recover. You don't have to make sure that you're ready for September. You just keep October as the goal. Maybe that means you don't push yourself as hard in August, and you just kind of slow down that pace and make sure everything is good, because, you know, he needs to cut and plant and all that, all those fun words to go out there and be successful with Tom Brady. You know, the timing isn't really going to be an issue with him and Brady. And, you know, again, if these guys, you also look at the month on the calendar when he's going to miss, and it's September when, you know, more often than not, I shouldn't say more often than not, I don't have the data, but these guys are notoriously slow starters,
right,
in comparison to the way they play after Thanksgiving. So you know what? If they go 2-2 in September without Edelman, you know, how much of a difference does it make? What matters here is this team is far and away the best or most talented team in the AFC. They're going to contend for another Super Bowl. It doesn't matter what they look like in September. It matters what they look like in December and January.
So you believe that? You think they're by far the most talented team in the AFC?
I do believe that.
Okay. And you don't think that any of this... any of this unprecedented drama and crap like that is going to have any effect on him?
Well, that's the great unknown, and I've kind of been consistent with that thought. I mean, that's something they're going to have to come out and prove. Now, they've got a history of taking a variety of distractions and overcoming them and using them as fuel or motivation or whatever to go out and, you know, be a better version of themselves. So history is on their side, but this is a different type of distraction that we've seen over the years. And, you know, some of it there's truth to, some of it has been egregiously overblown. So again, this is a factor that they're going to have to prove that they can come out and conquer. I think they will, but again, that's not something we're going to know until we see it live.
Is it weird to you that Brady's being so public with his non-playing football stuff? In terms of, like, off-the-field stuff, that now he's, you know, being, like, a zany guy and look at me, I'm with a bear. Is it odd for you as someone who's been following and covering the team for this long? Does it seem a little surreal? Not that it matters, but just as someone who's been around for this long, is it sort of surreal to see this, that he's acting like this?
It is. It's different. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's, you know, totally normal. You measure things by consistency, especially with this organization. They're consistent with everything they do, and Tom Brady has really been at the head of that, or, you know, right there with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft as guys who, again, don't change all that much over the years. So when you see something, you know, a little blip on the radar here like this offseason has been, yeah, of course, it's noteworthy, and it's, you know, astray from the consistency. We'll see what it means, you know, at the end of the day.
What do you think it means, if you were to guess?
Especially the bear one. I'm just kidding.
I haven't seen that one, so I don't really know what that is.
It just shows you that nothing's going on. But he just says, hey, look, there's a bear, and then there's a bear.
But just in general, like how different, you know, things are, what do you think it means in your learned opinion?
I think you know, one thing that we can be 100% certain on is he understands, you know, his place in life, his age, the family growing, and if, you know, it's something that, you know, we can sort of relate to. When your family starts to grow, you want to put, you change up your priorities, and I think that's perfectly fair. And then you look at, you know, some of the football-related stuff, and you wonder if it's about the power struggle, if there's a power struggle, how much of that is true. But again, you know, one thing that we know is he wants to spend more time with his family. I think, you know, you look at the other side of it where, who knows, maybe if they were, if the organization was more proactive about tinkering with the contract, would he be at the voluntary workouts in the spring? I think that's certainly a possibility. The stuff behind the scenes of him and Belichick that existed last year, how much of that is lingering, we don't know. But when, again, when you stray from the consistency, it does open the conversation there, because, you know, again, you don't know as much as, you know, me and some of the other reporters are down there and we like to think we know everything. We don't. And that's a question that has still been sort of unanswered.
All right. Well, listen, that is from the mouth of Jeff Howe. Cannot go on record of Edelman's if he did indeed commit the crime. But all we know now is that he'll be forever labeled a dirty cheater. But everyone can read Jeff Howe's writing at The Athletic, right? Over there, the Boston version of The Athletic, correct?
One subscription gets you the entire country and all of North America.
That's right. You get a lot of stuff going on.
Is there any like a hot shot that's rising through the ranks somewhere?
Where? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if I'm looking at The Athletic and I'm scouring this thing. Is there some like kid popping off? You know, maybe there in Tallahassee that I'm looking at, and I'm saying this kid's the next big one,
a prodigy.
This is a new Peter. This is a new Peter King.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not saying this because it's the company line or anything. I'm saying this because I believe it. There are times, you know, I like to read a lot of hockey stuff, and you know, I don't necessarily retain who the writer was, but you know, I'll open up the app and just kind of scroll through and see what's interesting. And you know, we got a lot of really cool stuff, and it's not like I'll try to find something that I wouldn't ordinarily read, because the writing is so good. We have a lot of really good quality writers. I can't really, you know, drop any names across the country. I mean, I know we got Tim Graham up in Buffalo.
Oh, he's the stuff.
You know, he's great.
I like how you dropped the hockey thing right in Hags' lap, right while he sits here.
No, they've invested a lot in hockey. There's no question about it.
All right.
I'm not going to take that away. I'm not going to take that away from him.
I would have.
I'm okay with competition. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not going to run away from it.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't sit there and endorse it.
Jeff Howe remembers. We were kicking butt over at the Metro back in the day, like 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, Haggerty helped me break into this business.
You goddamn right I did, Freddie T.
Yeah.
So many bums slept under your writing. All right. I'll tell you what, Jeff Howe from The Athletic.
Jeff Howe has done a hell of a job with his career.
Athletic sounds like a very good business plan. I'm not being sarcastic. All right, Jeff Howe, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. Just to say the hockey writing, right? I mean, that was completely unnecessary.
He's a big hockey fan, so.
No, but that was completely unnecessary with you in the room.
No, it was not directed towards me at all.
Okay.
In any way, shape, or form. The Athletic has done a concerted effort of really breaking into hockey before the other sports. I think that's what he was referring to, Fred.
Okay.
So you're saying a little backhanded compliment? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was just saying like I thought it was
a little odd. Zinger. He thought he was taking a shot at me. Which
he's trying a little instigate here.
He absolutely was.
I think he was not taking a shot. I think it was just maybe something that he was saying, and then you realize, oh, wow, I'm saying this in front of Haggerty.
Maybe it's a foreshadow. Maybe down the line. You never know, Hags. You could be working with him. You
know? All I know is that...
I'm good where I am, sir.
Company line there. Thanks. Good company man.
Thanks, buddy. Howe's really
very happy with NBC Sports.
Oh, good man, Hags.
All I know is that Howe is really going to regret that move from the Herald. The Sports Hub America, there's nothing to see there. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive is Saturday, July 14th. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. Raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins welcome. Or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org, the Sports of American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. We like to play a game. Did the intern just get here? Our intern?
That's a midday one.
All right, forget it.
You're the midday intern.
All right, so
he's the midday intern.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's a... Well, tell him not to be my eyesight. My eyeline.
Are you like Martin Lawrence now? You can't make eye contact with me on a movie set?
I'm joking.
What the hell?
I was joking. All right, so we're going to play a game called, what's the hell is the name of the TV show that, like Silly Goose TV show. All right, anyway, we'll play this game that's about this TV show. Or you're going to have to foreshadow the joke. It's Louis Anderson. And it's and you got Howie Mandel, and you got all these people, and they're giving crazy little answers to questions, and you're going to have to... I want Sarge to do this.
It's like the match game, kind of.
Funny you should ask is what this is all about, and I think Sarge will do very well.
We'll see.
Sarge, who was Louis Anderson fat in the high school, he's cut that weight.
Yeah, 16 years ago.
16 years ago, he weighed, he says 250, and I'm saying it was far more than that.
Well, I mean, like I said, 2004.
Did you tweet the photo?
No.
Tweet the photo.
Tweet the photo?
Yeah, because you look better now.
But in 2004, I was, 285.
All right, so tweet the photo.
Okay.
And then, because I think it's a good thing.
Thank you, Fred.
See, here's the thing about high school photos, is either look younger... And that, you know, better.
Which Freddie and I do. No question about it.
Oh, I look like a different person.
Yeah, I do too.
I've ravaged my body. And or you could be a big fat ass like Sarge was and now not be so fat. And there you go.
Yeah.
All right, here are the headlines from non-fat Sarge.
Thank you.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, I figured I'm one of the five people listening today. So
yeah.
I figured, you know, I mean...
Might as well chime in.
Yeah, Sarge gets to do the headlines. You know, you got the tip, Joe Haggerty, in the middle there. I should be able to be your, you know, program director. So I just had a question. I want to get your guys' opinion now. This is a debate with me and my buddies about which professional athlete you would want to be, but... This is assuming that you're like the top 10, say, of these echelon of these athletes, right? And you got to assume groupies, travel, you know, all the things that go along with being this professional athlete and not limited to just the four major sports. So I'd like to hear what you now mine is baseball, but someone.
No, too long a season. F-150 driver. Those guys make like $1 trillion, and then you get laid because you're like in Monte Carlo and stuff. All they do is go to cool places.
Screw that. Backup quarterback. Hold a clipboard, wear a hat, and just be able to do whatever you want and not have to play.
But you're not going to...
How about a punter?
No.
How good was Jimmy Garoppolo's run when he was here?
Garoppolo could have been a unemployed drug addict and gotten laid constantly. The man is an Adonis. He's like strikingly good looking. Like if you see him in person,
we found Freddie T's type right here. He likes Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're saying he's not handsome?
I never really.
Oh
noticed.
God, I hate when guys do that.
He's a good looking guy.
I hate when guys do that. I hate that. It never occurred to you that Jimmy Garoppolo is good looking.
Not really.
He's only a dreamboat, Joe.
I mean, he's really...
I'm too busy getting lost in Henrik Lundqvist's eyes to notice what Jimmy Garoppolo looks like.
Is like an exceptionally looking man.
The ladies drool over him.
No, but you can look at someone and go, Jesus, they're very handsome.
No, yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Like, and there's some people that they say is ugly. Like, I don't understand why they say that they're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Garoppolo is a very attractive man. He might be the most attractive athlete.
Ever? In any sport?
Ooh,
There's got to be a poll coming.
I'll go down this road.
He's not more.
I'll tell you what, thank you for calling in. I thought you were just going to say the show sucks today, but no, you didn't. You gave us an idea.
He's not more dreamy than Henrik Lundqvist. Come on, that guy's dreamy.
Henrik Lundqvist isn't like strikingly good looking.
I don't know about that, Freddie T.
No, he's a good looking guy. I don't know. Like some of these soccer fellas on the World Cup, these teams are good looking. But they all got tattoos, which makes me think tattoos aren't cool anymore, which makes me feel bad that I have tattoos. Because the World Cup is so boring. Like, and if I'm somewhere where it's on, I just see how many of the guys have tattoos, and it's all of them. And I'm like, well, if everyone has tattoos, that means they're kind of lame. You never thought that Garoppolo was good looking.
Nah. Not really.
Sarge, you've seen...
he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, and I'm straight as an arrow.
doesn't mean you want to have sex with him. There's a difference.
I admit he's a good-looking guy.
Anything pales in comparison to Tom Brady.
I mean, like, I'll tell you, Amendola's a very good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He's a model, for Christ's sakes. Now, I don't think Edelman's a particularly good-looking guy.
Shocking. You just don't like Edelman. Did he do something to you?
I don't find him attractive.
You also think he's a dirty cheater.
I know he's a dirty cheater. He's being suspended for being a dirty cheater. this is a conversation that guys should have. Jay, go ahead.
So me and my buddies have this conversation all the time, not going to lie.
There's nothing wrong with it. Go ahead.
Not at all. I don't think so, personally. It's a normal conversation to have.
And yes.
If you have to think best of all time, I'm going to have to go with David Beckham. The guy's handsome as hell.
David Beckham is a very handsome man. He's a very handsome man. And then
you... It's a great sport to be in. Soccer. You make millions of dollars. You travel the world to nice, warm places. You can't lose.
Yeah. But then he settled for the Spice Girl woman, who I believe he's faithful to.
You don't like Posh Spice? She's attractive. Come on, Freddie.
Yeah, but I know. But if I'm Beckham, I could get quite literally 99.9% of the women in the world. And I just don't know why you would settle with Posh Spice. She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
But not of David Beckham's caliber. You know? And I don't think she brings a ton to the table in terms of, but maybe Beckham is a vapid man. I don't know.
Maybe they both are. Maybe they're perfect for each other.
He's got a bunch of tattoos too, which makes me think that they're late.
That's a power couple though, Freddie T.
No, they're not. It's David Beckham and then the chick that used to be in a corny band. John, go ahead.
Hey, Hags,
yo.
Saying that you don't admit that Jimmy Garoppolo is good looking is the most ridiculous thing. It's even dumber than your buddy over there, Sarge, who I can't stand.
This is my point, is that in the blinding light that is Tom Brady and his dreaminess, noticed Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's off in a corner holding a clipboard somewhere.
Caller, that's what I'm saying.
You're compensating.
I never noticed.
Caller, at least I did admit that Jimmy Garoppolo is a good-looking dude, so give me the benefit of the doubt there, pal.
Oh, that's about the only good thing
you've
done.
Thank you. Thanks. Whatever, pal. Thanks very much for calling.
Why do you engage? You're going to come back harder.
Hey, I just wanted to tell him. I did admit to it. I said Garoppolo's good
looking. Just let it go. He put a funny insult in there.
Yeah, whatever.
You got to laugh in the room. You got to let it go.
Shrug it off.
Yeah, don't say anything. Let it be funny.
It's all good, baby.
No, but you're stepping on the guy now.
Yeah.
So now you're killing his joke. It was funny.
Sarge, step on the haters like a bug.
That's right, baby.
I'm all right with that.
Smack him.
No, but if they're clever and they sneak it in there, give them a credit.
So clever digs at Sarge are okay. We're opening the floodgates for the clever digs.
If you call in and make fun of me and it's funny, I'll give you all the credit in the world. That's what's funny. Ripping on guys is funny.
There you go.
Ripping on people. That's what I do for a living. All I do is make fun of everyone. What do you think? That comes from a place of self-love? Or what are you looking at there? Jeff Gordon? Who the hell is that guy?
I have no idea. Jeremy Bloom?
He's a skier? He was at Molly's game. The girl that's in that's his brother. Her brother. He was a skier and a football player.
I don't know who that is. Jessica, go ahead.
This is probably the first time I've ever wanted to call in and give you props, Fred, but I think it's very masculine that you think Garoppolo's hot.
I don't know how you can look at someone and not... Your eyes and brain are conditioned to see features. Huh?
Eric Decker is a...
He's not striking, though.
Yes, he is. Do you have eyes?
He's a very attractive man, but he's not in the Beckham Garoppolo category.
He's got nice hair.
Garoppolo to shame. And he's a father. Oh, come on.
Well, Garoppolo's eventually going to... But his wife's annoying. Decker's wife is annoying. You know?
Could be a Patriot.
All right, shut up, sorry. All right, you think that Decker's better looking than Garoppolo. Garoppolo's got very dark features.
She didn't say that. She wanted to know what you thought
about
Decker.
No, she said that he was better looking than Garoppolo.
She did.
You were too
that.
Busy thinking of your line that he could be a Patriot. And by the way, have fun with Eric Decker. He's a real star.
Well, he sucked on your team.
He was all right.
Your team is trash.
Oh, you don't say, Sarge.
Yeah.
So anyone
that Belichick you get with, he turns them to gold.
That's right.
Okay.
Wait a second.
That's the answer.
You're going to tell me that the Jets aren't
suck.
A good team?
Yeah. Well, you're saying good luck with Decker.
He wasn't on the Jets last year,
but before he was,
Yeah, but he sucked last year.
That's what you're insinuating,
Lockhart,
Fred.
Lockhart knows every player in the NFL. Is Decker any good?
Not anymore, no.
No, he sucks.
But I'll bet you when he comes here, they turn him to gold just like everyone else.
Well, you have to be able to run.
Yeah. He'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Huh?
He'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Plenty of receivers come here and suck. In fact, that's a position that you can point to and say that that's the biggest fail.
But I was just pointing out your fact that he played for the Jets.
The Jets are horrible. Yeah, I grew up a Jet fan. There's never been anything fun about it.
All right.
What do you think, I live in a cave?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know why I can come on the radio in this town and for 14 years say I'm a Jets fan? It's because they're so incredibly awful.
Garbage.
Nothing ever is going to good is going to happen.
By the way, Billy Lanny says Garoppolo is a stud. Check out the dude's calves. So, there
and
you go.
Ronaldo, I got one.
And his calves too.
Yeah.
It's a defining
characteristic.
Ronaldo is like too good looking.
Someone said Rafael Nadal.
Nah.
By the way, Eric Decker, I've been Googling on the top of all of these lists of hottest athletes.
Let me see.
Is he really?
Kicker.
Jeez.
Let me take a look at that mug.
How about Brady? Is Brady in there?
Been there, done that. He's become yesterday.
This one is too old.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. This is an old one.
It's like random.
Yeah.
Willie McGee.
All right. Well, listen. Haggerty, I think, has done a little bit to tarnish himself here by not admitting that Garoppolo's... What is that, Decker?
That's Decker, yeah.
Nah, he's got horse teeth.
It's all about TB12, Freddie T. You don't even notice the backup when international pinup model Tom Brady is around. Come on, let's be honest.
Let's see here. John, go ahead.
Yeah, can I speak with Sarge, man?
Sarge.
It sounds like it's going to be good.
Sarge, your name should be Purge, because I purge every time I see you.
All right, very good.
It's disgusting, man. You look like Casper the Friendly Ghost, man. It's so homely, it's like disgusting, man.
All right, well, that's
I just don't want to.
Those are just insults.
You know,
yeah. There's nothing clever about that.
You know what it is? Like, that guy wants me to go to his level because he's so low, and I'm so much better than him, so no thanks, buddy.
There you go, Sarge.
That's why I'm not responding.
Attaboy, Sarge.
Why is it not 10?
It will be in 1 hour and 8 minutes, baby.
Can this week just be over? Oh, Lord have mercy on us all. Sitting at baseball games all night.
Love to see what that guy looks like. No wonder he's calling in the radio.
Well, listen, you lost the weight. If Sarge tweeted out a picture of how fat he was in high school.
That's Sarge, 95.
He was morbidly obese. Quite literally morbidly obese.
Yeah.
His doctor told him he had mere months to live.
Yeah.
If he did not drop that weight, and now he's what are you going now? 180?
Awake at 180, yeah.
No. What, do you weigh 180? 180 pounds?
207.
Okay, well, you look good.
Same as
Thank
me.
You. You look good.
You're 207, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're all muscle, Lockhart. you're muscle. All right, this is I gotta take this quickly. Adam, go ahead. You grew up with Sarge?
Oh yeah, Sarge. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I don't know who this is.
It's Adam.
Adam. I don't know the many Adams. Well, I know this, Adam, yeah.
I met Garoppolo at a Celtics game last year. He smells delightful.
There you go.
Sarge,
I know this kid.
We're in a group chat with Sarge, and every time we say anything negative, he just leaves the chat. He's a very thin skin. I want to know what you think about that, Fred.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a scientist or Freud to understand that he's thin-skinned. But in high school, very thick-skinned.
Yeah.
Hugely fat.
This kid is pretty big, too.
Adam?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big fat guy?
Yeah, they popped a tire because he's a pizza delivery man.
What?
He's a delivery
Swing
guy.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, I forgot.
He's a big guy. That was a terrible, a high school joke.
We are going to play a game.
End it.
And we'll be right back with that game.